have clapped us together up and down, and each and every one of them, each and every one of them is separately sevenfold power. The earthly portion is beyond the sevenfold power, and each covering is 10 times more expensive than the previous cover. The personality of Godhead creates all such universes by breathing fear, life above the cluster of the universe.
Because there's there's water, air, fire, ether, and pradana. This is given. This should be corrected.
Kathmandu is five coverings,
yes.
Seven coverings?
Yes.
Seven coverings of practice. And this five covering is ground.
Yes.
The practice should be kept. The practice should be kept.
Yes. The pradhana, is pradhana subtle matter?
Yes.
So the subtle is the mover like on the ghost, like the miller's wheel. The potter's wheel moves the pot. So the pradhana, its mind is moving the body. Or then so the pradhana, they simply put pradhana.
If it is mentioned five, then it is five cross.
Mm-hmm.
And seven main chakras.
Yes.
So five or seven, of course, seven is more explicit than five.
I never see anywhere where it's mentioned that there's an earth covering. It's always water is the first. Water is the first layer given. So there are four of the elements. Then
above water, go to air.
Yes. Air, fire,
yes.
Ether. Water, fire, air, ether. And then the pradhana. So pradhana is split up into the three. Ahankara, Mahatattva, and
pradhana is material ingredient.
Yes.
Material cause.
Material cause.
Prakriti.
That is in the Brahma Samhita.
Yes.
I have the page.
Did you put it in the canto?
Third canto. I have fragments of it. Satrupa Prabhu gave me some fragments that he has. So I have a couple of books like that.
The New York Bar's opinion is to start a press in New York City night because there is so many other facilities for press. If the press goes wrong, there are immediate and response mechanisms to repair it. In other places, it is not possible. I like to think of it.
About the press?
Yes.
Yeah, well, Montreal can have the room for a press. However, there was the inconvenience that the building may be torn down in 2 years.
What about that other building? The storefront down?
The storefront downstairs?
Yes.
I don't know all the details about that. I haven't been looking into it.
You told me that there is a church or cell on the other side of the park.
Yes, there is.
Where is that church?
It's just on Esplanade Street.
On the corner?
It's on a corner. It's on the corner of Esplanade and the other street, I don't remember. I can go on my bicycle.
That's a very big building?
It is a three-story house. It is about the size of one of these houses here. Not the apartment house, but...
There's some cloth?
Yes, there's cloth there.
Some patio, it is written, patio?
Yes.
That's small building.
That's small?
Yes. I've seen it.
You've seen it. Did you take a walk so far over there?
No. That's not even giving.
Well, there's a synagogue.
So what did you do about this building?
This building?
No, no, we have not written anything.
Well, I haven't had a minute all week.
So you must today finish.
Yes.
We much of other guys intended.
I'll finish it today. All this week I was so engaged.
So our engagement should be on that part. These people will not easily understand. So we are not going to waste time. But not if anybody calls for meeting and lecturing, we must start.
Right.
Yes. And if they want to hear free, they may come to us. Come. Don't become cheap. My guru used to say that if somebody becomes cheap, then nobody hears. Especially in this country.
Yeah.
If you become free speaker, then he's not taken into very serious. So he must charge. In Boston, all the lecturers, Sattva Varanj, they pay $100, at least $50.
If they pay, then they'll have to get something out of it. They'll work themselves and get something out of it.
Yes. Everyone pays. Maybe Massachusetts Technical College, Eastern University, very
important. I think so.
Then Harvard University, Boston University, and one chance. And one church, Arlington Church, in that church, I think you were present there, Arlington Church. No, you have not been involved. Annapurna is all this enjoyable of things. It's very nice. That's it. Once to follow me. This morning I was asking her that after your marriage, where you want to stay? And she said, well, you stay. I'm traveling. Then your marriage must have a place to settle. Anyway, in that church, they charge her for meeting, but we collected very nicely. We collected more than $100.
Oh.
Yes. Very nice meeting.
How many people were there?
More than 100. Oh. Because we collected $100. And that was their paid $1.
The summer season is very slow in Montreal. The church has cut down the sermon program. Synagogues don't have any sermons in the summer very often. So that's why we haven't had so many engagements. But the month of September, things begin to pick up faster. The coldest time of the year is the busiest time of the year here, actually. The real busy season is January.
Yeah, I was speaking to Goldsmith, that none of them says the winter season is the busiest season, and you say it is dull season.
January and February are the busiest, and they're the coldest months.
Very busy?
Yes.
How are you feeling? How are you? Nice? So you are going to Europe? No? You are lucky I've been here to school. That's not. So your program is starting tomorrow morning?
I will.
Huh? I will go?
That's when we have to get up.
Oh, yes. So you are going by a taxi?
To the airport?
Yes.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
Right, three taxis?
Two taxis.
Two taxis.
So many
events
and so much
days. Ah, yes. So for me, I shall be ready to start as soon as we get from it. Yes. And tomorrow, I shall expect mail. I don't think I am going to Vancouver. Because from Upendra's letter, it is not very encouraging. And I don't think Mr. Renovic is on his personal account. Call me and pay me. I don't think so. So, what is your next program here?
Then, the next program here, well, the busy season will begin. So, I'll go to McGill and search for women's universities and some churches also. And I'll have a good season with you soon.
How's William?
Possibly. Maybe I'll find a place on the other side of the mountain for you, because the man here insists that if we take this for September, we must take it for the whole year.
I mean, October, November, December.
I'll go next year in September.
12 months. Yeah, exactly.
That's what she's insisting on.
Oh, because in the winter season they don't get tenants.
Well, he will get easily tenants, but he wants to get a tenant for the whole winter. And September is the month when there's the best chance for getting a tenant, because that's when all the student population comes back into town. This is student district.
Oh.
And so in the month of September, he would like to either get a tenant for the whole year, or leave the place open. But maybe I can persuade him. Because it's just, not very easy to find a suitable apartment for only 1 month in Montreal.
I found quality days in Miguel Alonso. I borrow something from him.
Yeah.
And I lend him. He does not pay me. And I become free.
Yes.
What is that? I borrow from you, and I lend him. He does not pay me, and I did not pay. For example, give me a nigger on that show. So, that means this is what one should not do like that. One should not take responsibility for a person by their connection. Everywhere, the principle of self-interest. Very nice. But real self-interest is Krishna. But Krishna I can do it. Because he's supreme self. Vijayam Sarvabhutana, he is the self of self. Hamsa-dhuta, he drinks that, cooking,
he starts cooking.
And also what he has done, I just think, and I said, Hamsa-dhuta likes to cook.
I love
this. This is the talk.
So, he wants to open a restaurant.
Yes?
No. It's called restaurant.
Yes.
So, you wanted to open the restaurant in our temple.
Yes.
So, well, that's great. He's a very nice cooker.
Mm-hmm. If he stays there to cook, that's a very good idea.
Yeah, he is there.
Yes.
I have gotten all the books. And I have asked all the students in America, change because he's draft for, may come to.
Anybody left in America?
No, in our commission, our students, they didn't come here. So these two boys, Jayapatnagar and Vaikuntha, in the same process, you see, and that's why I was thinking that let us start praise and the student from the Bharat. What is strive for that building?
The building, the Strathcona, the government building.
That is very nice.
Yes.
But other building in front of our temple does not exactly fun. The big time about.
Yes.
Or 15,000 square feet.
$1.60.
Yes. We are paying 49 cents a foot, and they're asking you $1.60 a foot. They're asking three times more rent than we are paying.
And how many? Yeah, 15,000?
15,000 square feet. It's a fortified place because they keep furs. They keep animal furs there. And animal furs are very expensive. And thieves very often break in. So I think that one of the reasons why it's so expensive is because it's worth fun.
I do not follow. What is that?
This is a place of animals.
Yes, yes. Yes.
And they're very expensive furs.
Yes. Very expensive.
Very expensive. They want $1.50 a square foot per year. It's very expensive. We're paying 49 cents a square foot per year.
I thought that because it is a town's floor, a restaurant can start there.
Oh, you mean there's another place? You mean a storefront downstairs?
Yes.
Well, that place, it's green color and the windows are covered with soap. The windows are painted white.
No. It's a big building, big store, a big signboard. Somebody said that is for sale. That was for
there's a store for sale. Now I think what they mean the business is for sale.
He said doctors never stay in plain dust. It's like at the end of the prescription, add water. This is real, person. They write aqua purita. Nobody will understand. They will understand this is also some of the medicine. Aqua means water. Similarly, you can say prasadam distribution. And they will have to consult the dictionary words. And you can say, well, it is not a restaurant, it is a bazaar, that's it.
They don't, nobody is allowed to smoke in here.
Yes.
And they have to take off their shoes to hop into the restaurant.
Yes. These are technical. The kitchen, what is called restaurant.
Yes.
Wherever food stuff is prepared and so on, then it's all good. Then it is up to that. Very good. Whenever they make some law, they give definition of each one. What do you mean by history? So today is another ceremony. In the temple.
We couldn't find any barley.
Huh?
We couldn't find any barley. So what can we use instead?
Barley? Why? It is.
The stores are all closed today.
Oh.
And boys searched everywhere. They didn't find any barley.
Some grain? Any other grain?
There's whole wheat. whole wheat grains, and there's rice.
Wheat is good.
Yes. And what else is there? There's some
sesame.
I don't know, is there some sesame? Yes. There's some buckwheat, raw buckwheat.
Buckwheat? What is that?
Raw buckwheat. So it's the grain.
What is the significance of using the barley and the sesame?
Some devils, that's all. Grain are devils. Therefore, substituting their devils. There must be something devils.
It's eatable? It could be eaten in the fire?
Yeah. He does? Eats on that? Everyone eats. But Krishna eats through fire. Mm. That's what the brains are. Krishna eats by so many ways that people want to see that I give food stuff but it must be finished. So, for the rudimentary seer, as a less intelligent class, this is
Vilasa Rupa confession.
Yeah. That is also right. Through piety. Or through the mouth of the Brahmin and devotee. Therefore, according to the Vedic religion, the Brahmins and Vaishnavas, devotees are invited to take food in some ceremony. After ceremony, they are specially invited with great honor. In pilgrimage, somebody goes to Vrindavan, Prayag, Mathura, they invite the Brahmins and Vaishnavas. So that through them, Krishna is eating. They have come to satisfy Krishna in a place of pilgrimage. That is the system. So, for the purpose of eating, so many Brahmins have a prana. Because Brahmins are invited, so many so-called Brahmins are there. They will present when eating, and when there is chanting of Veda, they are not present there. Devi has also chillaxed. He is very happy. I never seen such small guy not crying. That means she is always happy. She is not crying means. Because Devi cries and when there is discomfort. And when the state shows that she is very happy. That's very exciting. That's it. Not very healthy. I think that very unhealthy.
Finally, in San Francisco, my mother came to the temple and she wore a sari and a tilak.
You're converting your mother to this cult.
Very nice mother came in.
Okay. If mother is good, how the children are good?
He helped more than anybody. He would come home. And I'm sure due to them from the Ramadan, but he would tell her, oh, if you don't feel Christian, you must go to Maya. And he would say, that's Maya. And so his mother said, 7 years old. And he explained to her, he was so angry by the end of our classes, he was actually understanding the Srimad Bhagavatam, being able to listen to it and ask questions about it.
Very funny,
yeah. Even at the temple when there would be lectures. And then the lecture says, are there any questions? Before he raised his hand, he'd ask very intelligent questions.
Are you? Why not keep him? It's me. Is he not a I think your mother is not agree with that.
What? Her mother needs to.
I think he's going to be a nara.
Nara.
When you are 5 years old, he was thinking that my mother is too much attached. And when his mother died, he thought, please, oh, I'm not free.
Yeah. He's a part.
And at once he went out. Very serious thing. And from 5 years till the end of life, he continued to Krishna consciousness. And next time he did. He then described the Pashma part of our Srimad Bhagavatam. The story is there. How he talked about how you can now.
Caller, question, this is his father. His father is a demon.
One guy picture of Swamiji and one guy in the back of the Sivakara from the Lava Ray. And he took the dress that under his dress because his father is very poverty. This is the age for injecting Krishna consciousness. The children are taught Krishna consciousness from this age. The face of the world is different.
There are some
families that they are not Hindu. They have got all the orphan influence. It is very important. I thought in that when my mother died, as the devotees of the Lord think, I also thought in that way. What is that? It is the grace of the Lord. My mother is now dead. Because see the, real part of my non-freedom. So she is not there. Then I am free. It is very contradiction from the materialistic point of view. It is said that bhavanam samavikshitam. As the devotee thinks, I also in that way thought. What is that? Anugrahang mannamana. I thought it a special grace of the Supreme Personality. Anugrahang mannamana prithishthang disumuttarattha. And I at once took leave of my so-called home and went out. So that is the difference between the devotees of the Lord and materialistic ones. When their materialistic relationship, compass are taken away, they think, oh, it is all grace. And the materialistic person, when their materialistic compass are increased, they think it is grace. Janisa saru bhuta nantasmin jagati, so that is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Just like, there is a crude example, I think I have cited this example many times. That a police patient thinks that increase of fever is very dangerous. Fever? What should be the idea? Fever should decrease. But those who are less intelligent, they think, yes, it must increase. There is a drama in Bengali. That in a house, a doctor came to diagnose. There are two patients, the housewife and the maid servant. The doctor said, the maid servant fever is 105, Well, then sometimes I do some medicine. The landlady, she has no clue what that he meant, right? So that is not right. So, but the landlady becomes angry that this doctor is useless. I am the landlady. I am about 99 and my maids are 105. My maids have been so bad, 98. This is the majority. Modern civilization is trying to increase the degree of people to 130. And you know, as soon as the degree comes to 110, it is there. You know that? Yes. His fever increases to 100, therefore as soon as the high fever is there, the doctor tries to decrease it by high back and so many things. Because to come to the fever degree, 110 rate means immediately. So the modern civilization, they are trying to increase the degree of material fever. And they have come to the point, 110 degree, that comes down. Now they are going to die. The American atom bomb or the Russian atom bomb will kill you all. The material scientists are gone. So, this is the devotee, they want to decrease the fever. Decrease the fever. Therefore, the highest ideal life, according to Vedic civilization, Brahmins, Vaishnavas, they decrease the demands of the body, minimum. There is amongst the Brahmins, not now in the Vedic system, the Unchavritti, it is called Unchavritti. Unchavritti means they will go to the paddy field and after the cultivator takes all the paddies, some paddies are thrown out. They will collect those paddies. Just like bars, they collect. They collect those paddies and then they eat. Not even they ask anybody or any mouthful of food. So completely, in the Bhagavad, Sukadeva Goswami recommends that this open field is your bed, this is your pillow, this is your pot and the water, the river is sufficient water, the tree is full of fruits, and the cave there is sufficient apartment. So why did you go anywhere to ask for your shelter, for your food? Kasmad bhajanti kavayu dhanadun madam. Why did you approach a materialistic tattva, money man, to give you some help? The Sutta Goswami was strictly following this. Strictly following. A complete individual. But that is not possible. If we imitate, that is not good. We have the Gupta, our Goswami is that, as Sutta, Gupta Vaira. Accept everything in direction to people Goswami. Then it is Gupta Vaira. It is also Vaira. Shushka Vairagya and Yukta Vairagya. Shushka Vairagya means simply renunciation without assimilation. Mahabhari sect, Shankar sect, they have got stringent laws for renunciation. But Vaishnavas, they have no stringent laws. They accept everything as Krishna, prasad, actually, offering Krishna. Working for Krishna, living for Krishna. This is the best use. My Guru Maharaj used to say, the best use of a bad one. Everything in Krishna is. That is Yukta Vairagya. Nibbande Krishna Sambandhi, Yukta Vairagya. Vairagya means detachment. So when we are attached to Krishna, automatically we are detached from us. Not artificially, we want to be detached. Brahma. It's like, theoretically I know that I am not this God. But the bodily necessities are there, because I am encased in the body. Therefore, the bodily necessities, eating, sleeping, making, defending, should be done in relation to this. Then it's done. Then my consciousness is always in Krishna and I am detached from my body. And those who are not Krishna conscious, their bodily demands is on the materialistic platform. They are going on increasing the degree of evilness. And coming to the 170 degrees. You are also going tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh, then you are? Yes. Golden car. It's very nice.
Thank you, Officer.
Golden car. Gold plate.
Yes.
What did he cost?
$20.
So I'll offer on the 6 rice. I asked already, go into that, the next little sweet rice and offer to Krishna. Then the pot will be used.
Yes.
India is still amongst the Hindu family, whenever they use some new thing, housewife. They love her to the deity. Every family has got deity. Hindu family. Especially the high class, Brahmin, Kshatriya. The master, Narayan Shila. You know Narayan Shila?
The stone.
Balabram.
Stone.
Yes. Well, that is worth it in every family. Achye Silasi. Sila means stone. So, Achye, the worshipable, I think this is correct.
Yes.
What is it? 5 minutes. This is right?
Yes.
I think so. I don't know. My watch is 10 or 5 minutes fast. My watch is always. This is still slow. This is correct
timer. Your watch is still dropped
too. And because it is correct to be charged there. Yes. Charge cannot be.
So the ceremony will be at 6:30.
Yes, 6:30.
6:30?
Yeah. 1 hour after. So take care of your child very nicely. See, Krishna Bhagavan has child. Yes. And you love what this child has grown very nice?
Oh, very nice. Oh, it's so beautiful.
And what about that girl?
Toki Devi?
Yes.
Oh, very nice. Oh,
it's beautiful.
She looks the best little boy you could ever imagine.
She's
already done the cardboard. Yes, she's fantastic. Okay, really like that kid. Okay, picks up cardboard, and Okay, doesn't know about children.
I'm going to say anything.